and 35,000 cars go across this bridge every day. So if we absolutely didn't have the access for the residents for this bridge, it would cause really a lot of problems in other arteries. So it wasn't just to restore it for its beauty. It was really more of a public safety issue than anything.
Drivers headed north on Bayshore Boulevard crossed the Platt Street Bridge before going underneath the Tampa Convention Center on their way into downtown. The renovation was funded through the community investment tax and supplemented with about $2.5 million in federal money. Across town at the Occupy Tampa encampment in West Tampa, Sean Samuel said he wants to see public funding being used to help less fortunate residents instead.
Well, I think that money could have been used in better places, like to address the homeless situation, because there's already 22,000 plus homeless here in Tampa. And I think that money could have went to go toward helping those people out, because it's not a viable homeless shelter here in Tampa, because I know at Salvation Army they charge per night to stay there, and at another so-called homeless shelter they charge them to stay there per night.
But to Samuels, it's just another example of making the city prettier for the flood of people expected during the Republican convention. In a meeting last month, Tampa City Council's Yvonne Capine suggested using a parking garage as a sort of temporary overnight shelter for people who don't have a place to sleep. Samuel's glad someone is considering people who will be displaced by the convention, but it's not enough.
The use of a parking garage will be only a temporary structure during the RNC, because after the RNC is over with, that's still going to be that problem right there. It's still going to be 22,000 plus people homeless still in Tampa.
My sense of the parking garage proposal is that that probably will not be ultimately what is done.
Instead, Councilmember Harry Cohen says City Council will look into ways to mitigate the blazing August heat.
We're going to be getting a report, for example, from our Parks and Recreation Department about their plans for dispensing water and cooling. We're going to be hearing from the Tampa Police Department about some of the things that they're going to do to make people more comfortable. In my view, the most dangerous thing about this convention is the heat. It's the fact that protesters and visitors and delegates and journalists are all going to be outside in the middle of the day, and I don't know if they quite recognize how hot it gets the last week of August.
Cohen said he hasn't heard any criticism about the Platt Bridge restoration, and he doesn't expect to either.
This was the rehabilitation of a bridge that is a major transportation artery between a huge quadrant of the city and our downtown business district. So this work had to be done. There was not a choice in terms of doing it. The fact that it was done so quickly, that it was done under budget, the fact that the result is beautiful and are something that we're proud of are wonderful things. But the underlying need for the project, it was absolutely crystal clear to all of us.
Instead of replacing the entire bridge, contractors repaired and restored it. County Commissioner Kevin Beckner said it brought the bridge into the future while still keeping its charm.
So I am pleased that we're able to find a way to keep the original design of this bridge and, in fact, enhance its historic architecture.
And Commissioner Merman also wants to collaborate with Tampa and federal officials to have Bayshore Boulevard designated as a scenic highway. She said that designation used to come with some grant money.
We're working with Kathy Castor's office and trying to see if there's a way we can bring that back. Bayshore Boulevard is probably one of the most historic long streets in all of the state of Florida, and it deserves to be preserved just like this bridge.